Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're visiting with Ms. J.J. Lamb, President and Executive Director of Vail Historic Preservation Society. How you doing this morning, Ms. J.J.? Y'all made it through the break okay?
We did. We've been having a good time here.
Oh, we're enjoying it. It's going by way too fast. But before, I know you have brought Dave Ubeda in with you, but we'd like to also visit with Ms. Lily Collins. Would you tell us a little bit about her involvement and how she's going forward?
Oh, sure. So I met Lily several years ago when she was in fourth grade and was very impressed with her initiative. We have Vail's oldest building is the 1908 Old Vail Store and Post Office. It's right on our main street and across the street from our only other existing historic building, the 1935 Shrine. And on her own, Lily decided that that building was important and she wanted to help save it. And so she organized some of her fourth grade buddies and they made rubber band bracelets and were selling them to raise money. And her mother contacted me and said, oh, the girls have raised, this money and they want to help save the post office. So of course I had to meet them. And Lily has been involved on and off ever since. And she just recently this year, we decided to establish a youth executive board seat. And she is now on the Vail Preservation Society executive board.
First ever, I guess.
Impressive.
Lily, that's amazing. You have Lily with you this morning, yes?
Yes, she's right here.
Hey, Lily, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Hey, what got you interested in this kind of project?
Well, history is very important, and the and the post office is a very big part of Vail, and I just couldn't let it go.
So you've helped raise money. Are you going to get in there and get your hands all dirty too? Do you like to help with the idea of it, or you like the work of it?
Just everything about it it's all interesting to me.
And were you born in Vail?
No, I was actually born in Tucson.
Okay. Well, hey, it's very nice to meet you. We appreciate you getting up this morning and joining us.
Oh, thank you. And nice to meet you, too.
Filling the youth chair at the Vail Preservation Society. Congratulations, Lily. That's awesome.
She's just going to need to get the next kid's interested so she can pass that on someday.
Absolutely. Well, let's bring Dave
so,
in.
You know, Lily had an opportunity to meet with the State Historic Preservation Officer and the architect on the post office project. Maybe Lily would like to talk a little bit about what that meeting was like. And
great. Okay.
Well, first of all, the meeting was very nerve-wracking. But it was very interesting seeing all the work that gets put into it and seeing all of the plans behind it and stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations again for filling the first ever youth chair in the committee at the Preservation Society. Congratulations, Lily. We're proud of you, darling. Anxious to
Thank
meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's got some great ideas, and she just started. She had this idea to put collection jars, pennies for the post office in local businesses, and so she just started doing that project and. She went around yesterday for the first time to collect those first jars. You want to tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the idea I had is called Pennies for the Post Office, and we put little collection jars in local businesses just to bring in some extra money.
That's fantastic.
Well, you keep us posted and how much you're bringing in. I think we're ready to move to Mr. Dave.
And that little bit of funding will then allow us to start working on the sticks and the bricks of the actual preservation of the building, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. And you've got Dave there as well in the same room, I understand?
I'm here.
Globally renowned Adobe expert, the criminal. Oh, no, you're not a criminal. You're a criminologist, right?
Right.
So
I think they call me a global expert. My next Adobe's crack.
I work with mud. Let's talk a little bit about you and your history with Adobe because it's fascinating.
Oh, I grew up in South Tucson at my grandmother's house, and my grandfather would always make Adobes to sell. And so I started when I was about 7 years old, going out with him, and I would put dirt in my bucket, and he would take water out of his canteen and put some on the dirt that I dumped out of my bucket. And then after we had like 20 piles, he would pull off like a little cap and then taste it and mold it and tell me if it was good or not. And when he found the one that tasted right, we would come back the next day with his wheelbarrow and his two adobe form, and he'd make about 20 adobes. Then my job on the way to school was to flip the adobes every week so they would dry evenly, and then he'd come and sell them.
And so what he was doing by adding a little moisture and testing it, he's determining the sand clay mix that's ideal for the adobe. What mix, what proportions is he looking for?
Well, ideally, you're looking at about 23% clay and the rest sand of different graduations.
Did y'all ever put straw in your adobe?
You know, in my career, I worked at Tumacacori National Historical Park, and straw was started probably, I believe, in the 1913-14, and that was really a Mexican kind of a thing to do, was to add straw as a binder, where I know that the priests at Tumacacori, the Jesuits and the Franciscans, used horsehair to bind. So it was just basically a binder. I didn't use straw so much because it does provide an avenue for termites to eat through the cellulose.
Okay.
All
right.
Maybe honeycomb your brick.
Now, when y'all are building the adobe, Dave, what's the ideal dimension of an adobe wall in a residential home?
I would think probably they're 10 by 14s.
Okay. And what is it about that dimension that makes it right?
I think it's easier to square off a building and make corners and make windows, and it'll, you know, not so much cutting of the adobes.
And was your grandfather stabilizing the adobe at that point, or was he selling unstabilized natural adobe?
No. We never used any kind of stabilizer. Like nowadays, they use asphalt emulsion or cement, but ours were natural.
And how long can you expect that to weather in Arizona?
If you have an adobe wall on a vertical surface, if you have a good roof, it'll wear at the rate of 1 inch every 90 years.
And so you've got a wall that's 10 inches thick.
Exactly.
So you're talking 900 years.
Yes.
Non-stabilized as long as you have a good roof. That's an argument against a parapet adobe structure, right?
Yeah, but most adobes that are parapeted are usually probably rendered with some kind of mortar.
Okay. And you and I met when I met JJ on the project of saving the Vail Post Office, which was an adobe that dates to the early 1900s?
1908. Uh-huh.
Okay. And so what is the status of that project? Because when I saw it, it looked like it was approaching close to the end of that 900-year span.
It's kind of like, it's probably close to where the same. The one problem, Rosie, is that, you know, a building will wear and deteriorate at a certain rate, and at some point in that deterioration process, it'll accelerate. And where the post office is right now is in a rapidly accelerated deterioration condition.
Well, if I remember right, when I first saw the building, a microburst had recently just severely damaged or removed the roof. And y'all were just trying to get the roof back where we could protect the actual adobe structure itself. I understand we've got that far.
Right. The roof is the temporary roof that we have up there now is protecting it so far.
And then the landowner has, I know y'all had some trouble wrestling with landowner and getting access to the property and parking. We now have a long-term lease. What's the vision for that building?
The vision for that building is going to be as a community center, visitor center, a contact station, a place for people to gather again and learn about history of the Vail area. It's the landscape part of it, you know, sits directly across from the Shrine of Santa Rita, which is the 1935 other historic property that's in Vail. So, you know, we want to fix it up so it's a safe place to visit, a safe place to go in and learn about history.
And we have both those buildings now reasonably stabilized and roofed to allow y'all the time to finish raising the funds. And I know JJ's, I believe, recently or has received some grant money to kind of push the progress forward. How could the listeners get involved in trying to engage and help y'all, what y'all are trying to do and save there in Vail?
I think JJ alluded to it a little earlier there. My belief is that like the kids, if you show them how to make an adobe, how to get their hands dirty, you get this fiduciary relationship with the building. You get this buy-in. And so I think what JJ has got going on through the granting process was to have community workshops where the people can come in and learn about adobe and learn about the material, knowing that they're not going to be preservation specialists when they're done, but they will have an awareness of the material and maybe a little bit of buy-in.
And are y'all currently doing a hands-on adobe workshops for listeners to participate in?
We've done a couple so far this year with the students and one with the public.
And JJ, what do y'all have down in your area? Y'all have got some exciting things coming up in just the next few weeks. Like there's the National Day of the Cowboy celebration.
Oh yes, that's the Empire Ranch Foundation is doing that celebration, and actually this week, Vail Preservation Society is hosting it's a week-long celebration of community and country called A Colossal Force, and that's part of our heritage preservation initiative. We really feel like bringing people together so that they can create memories together, get to know each other in real time, that's part of strengthening community. And so we will have, actually tonight there's an event at Colossal Cave Mountain Park, tomorrow actually this morning there's another red, white, and blue costume competition at the Rincon Valley Farmers Market. And tomorrow there is a Door Slammers car show and Blessing of the Vines and wine tasting at Sharon Vineyards. And on the third, we are hosting a huge block party with Big Kids Zone and fireworks. And we do this on July 3rd because, believe it or not, all the fireworks companies are booked on July 4th for the next 30 years.
And JJ, real quick, in the last 10 seconds of the program for this hour, how would listeners keep track of what's going on in Vail? What site could they log on to?
Okay, so they can check out our Facebook page, Vail Preservation Society. They can go to our website. And in fact, there is on our homepage a little place where you can donate to help us save the old Vail Post Office. We just received this wonderful $25,000 grant from the Southwestern Foundation for Education and Historic Preservation. And we want to challenge the community and those that love history and historic preservation to help us double that $25,000 investment that the Southwestern Foundation has made in our community.
That's J.J. Lamb, President and Director of the Vail Preservation Society, a community in southeast Arizona, about 25 miles southeast of Tucson, in an epicenter of history for the great state of Arizona. J.J., Lily, Dave, thank you so much for joining us here at Rosie on the House. We'll be right back.